The Inuit Circumpolar Council General Assembly wrapped up yesterday in Nuuk, Greenland. The 66 delegates from Alaska, Canada, Greenland, and Chukotka adopted an ambitious plan called the Nuuk Declaration for the next 4 years. From member station KMBA, Jacqueline Estes has more.
The declaration adopted by delegates encourages greater involvement with international bodies such as the United Nations and the Organization of American States. Citing the UN Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous People, it says free, prior, and informed consent is needed for development of resources. While the ICC normally meets every 4 years, the declaration calls for a summit on oil exploration and mining in the Arctic before then. Henrietta Rasmussen, Greenlandic journalist, describes issues raised by delegates. She says Lene Kielsen-Holm of ICC in Greenland told delegates hunters there have been seeing significant changes in the behavior of marine mammals.
Greenland has been experiencing some of the most traumatic impacts of climate change in the world. Holm says hunters are seeing significant changes in the behavior of sea mammals.
Minnie Gray of Canada and a member of the ICC Health Committee outlined gaps between the health of Inuit and non-Inuit in the Arctic. She pointed to differences in areas such as tuberculosis, sexually transmitted infections, suicide, injuries, and family violence. Rasmussen says Gray outlined 4 goals in a circumpolar health strategy.
Encourage greater focus by international, regional, and national policies. Improve awareness of Inuit health and wellness, encourage greater focus by international organizations, support better understanding by health professionals, and promote research to improve Inuit health.
Edna McLean, President Emeritus of Ilisagvig College in Barrow, talked about the sometimes devastating effects of changes such as loss of language and alcoholism and drug abuse. Rasmussen says McLean told delegates the way children learn has changed as well.
Traditionally, our family members were our teachers, mentors, and role models. You had to learn the lessons well if you wanted to survive in the Arctic. Each hunter became a scholar of the land and sea. Edna says, we need more Inuit teachers.
Delegates elected 2 Alaskans to the ICC Executive Council. Vera Metcalf is director of the Eskimo Walrus Commission based in Nome. Jimmy Stotts, formerly of Barrow, is executive director of ICC Alaska based in Anchorage. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.